You know what we said? We said, let's just do this interview. Amos. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now that before I even heard your new single, that I just looked at the picture for Even Though, and I was like, oh my God, he's a superstar right there.
Amazing. We got the right picture then.
Well, it's, you know what? It's this, I think it's the white background. It's this, like the dynamic nature of that, like you're moving,
yeah.
And it's the expression on your face and everything too. Tell me about doing this. Tell me about putting this song together, because it's, while it's definitely Amos, there's something different at work that is, it's clear. So talk to me about what you're doing.
Yeah, I think you hit it. I mean, right there, Sheila. Like this song. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard me perform this song live, but it's a song that I've sort of been playing with for a few years.
Yep.
And it's always just been me and my acoustic guitar. And something happened. I think it was when I started hearing some New Orleans music, and that sort of that joy and that kind of like that rhythm, that nostalgic rhythm.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? It's sort of that joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, because it's something that you, like, there's a vibrance about certain beats, and you, it's totally in Even Though.
Yeah, I think it was a really difficult one to actually produce for me, because it was such a natural-sounding song for me, and I just loved the melody and the energy, and I didn't want to lose the energy, I just kind of wanted to sort of harness it and highlight it in a sense. And so when we finally put it together with the band and we clicked and we found the right rhythm, it just, we all kind of looked at each other and we knew this was it, you know. And when we recorded it and we listened to it, we realized, yeah, I don't know, we just looked around at each other and realized, like, we have something really beautiful here. And it's really indicative of the entire project, of the whole album that I think we're going to be releasing in June.
Yeah.
It's called Keep Writing Songs, by the way. And I just think that we just managed to produce things well, but really bring an energy. And that's something that my manager and my producer and I talked about a lot, was we just don't want to do it if we don't have that real natural energy that is essentially what I've based my music around for the last few years.
Wow, it's so... I think one of the things that I love about this song is that it constantly embodies you, and like as a radio listener,
yeah,
music fan, you want that song that is uplifting,
yeah.
And yet at the same time, you know what, one of the things that really kind of blew my mind about this song is that, like, you're talking about, like, even though I just met you, you know, I like about doing, wanting to do anything, like feeling that connection, and yet this person is leaving. Like, so there's this whole kind of, there's a sadness to what you're talking about, but the way it's delivered is just like, it's lightness, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you hit it. You really did. I mean, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, there are some songs I really get heavy. I want to get heavy. I want to,
yep,
explore that. And there's also this whole other way of exploring, like, okay, I love this girl and she's leaving, but I'm not going to cry about it too much. And that's, it's sort of, it's a good combination of joy and sadness.
Yeah.
It really is. I have a good time with the song. And every time I sing it, I really feel the emotion of it too.
So who did you work on this with?
I've got a great band here in Montreal.
Yeah.
And we've also been working with some musicians down south. And my producer, his name is Alfredo Rivero.
Yes.
Just a really good man, just a kind of a bit of a genius. He's the guy that has been wanting to work with me for years, and I always felt like I wasn't ready, you know, like it's a bit of a self-worth thing too, you know, like when you finally realize that, like when you finally get over yourself and you just want to make music and you want to get it out there, all of a sudden all these resources that have been there all this time, you know, like this guy that's been, he's an absolute genius too, and you know, he was right there the whole time, and finally I said, hey man, let's do this. And so we produced it here in Montreal. We used an incredible engineer as well. We worked at a studio called Studio Planet,
mm-hmm.
Which is perfect because we want our music to go around the world.
The
maybe
universe.
Other planets. And it was just a good time producing it. We got to sing it together. We got to play it together. And I mean, you know, yeah, we just, I think I've said enough about the production of it, which is really just that we wanted to create something that was a big sound, yet still had that acoustic feel, and that you could really sense that it's a party.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah,
so
you know,
the whole horn section at the end is sort of like us just jamming out.
It's so, and it has that, it has that feeling that of people singing along with you together, you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, people wind up knowing the words and then singing it along with you. Like there's that aspect of it too. And I think to a certain extent, you know what, you can't go wrong singing a song about adoring someone so much. Like I think that radio and music fans are big fans of love too, you know,
yeah,
whether
yeah.
like it or not, even if they're feeling bitter and crappy, they're like, you know what, it would be really nice to have somebody be just completely crazy about me, you know? And
yeah.
So I think that angle, I mean, hey, look, well, let's just put it this way. Even Though has every right selling point right there. And you didn't have to sell out to do it. 'Cause it's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sheila. I appreciate that. Yeah, I like it. I'm really, really happy with what we've done. I think we're going to release another single sometime in about a month and a half or so.
Yep.
And this is actually sort of still the unofficial release, you know what I mean? Like the official release of Even Though, I think, is March 10th or 12th.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows you how good a business person I am, eh? March 10th or 12th or I don't know.
Oh, come on, it's the end of the day. You're doing great.
It is. And once it's officially released, it'll be getting a little bit more play and a little bit more notice. But right now, it's been doing really well in social networks and social media. Actually, if you don't mind, I'm just going to plug just for a second.
Go. No, Amos. What are you talking about? I want you to.
All right. So my name is Amos Joannides, for those people out there who don't know. And for those of you who can't spell AmosJoannides.com, we got a layman's AmosJoannides.com, which is Amos J, which is AmosJ.com. And there you can, yeah, I know, seriously. So you can, you know, people can go and check that out. And from there, they can sign up on Twitter, which really helps us. The Twitter, Facebook thing, the Reverb Nation thing, this has been helping us a lot. I found out today, I don't know if we're number one right now in the Reverb Nation pop charts in Montreal, but we're like, we've moved like over 130-something points or something a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Really, really, actually unprecedented.
Well, you know what, I really recommend for people to go and check that out on Reverb Nation, because you're the way that you tell the story and talk about the song
yeah.
is so warm. It's just like now, you know, you're just being yourself. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's
it's a good point, Sheila. I mean, it's something that I've talked about with my management, because you know, when you start putting yourself out there and you start getting into the bigger markets and you start getting into magazines and doing some bigger shows. You know, the question is how professional, you know, at what point does professional meet true and natural, you know
yep,
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was something that I spoke a lot about with my team, and basically told them, I don't want to have to come off, I don't want to have to act the part. I really want to be myself. And we've sort of structured the whole campaign around the idea that I can be myself, and that I can talk to you like I'm talking to my roommate or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that it's interesting that you should put it that way, because I think there's a certain movement that is
mm-hmm.
Like, as much as I believe a lot of people criticize the music industry as being as kind of packaging people and
yeah.
songs and that sort of thing, there's also this whole other energy that's actually going into really finding and creating yourself,
yeah,
like
in a
way that is true to yourself.
Yeah, I've been noticing that too. I mean, it's a little bit less tangible, I think, than some of the other things we can talk about. Although we're talking about music, so it's not really like we're talking about the most. You know, we're talking in intangibles a little bit, but
yeah.
But I agree. I've been sensing that as well. I mean, there's obviously and nothing against. You know, somebody like Justin Bieber, who I think truly, I'm saying this on your radio show, I really believe he's actually very talented.
So do I.
Yeah, and I have nothing against him, but obviously, you know, there's a lot of packaging there. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
And people love to hate child stars. They just
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and I honestly have no hatred. I really enjoy the music.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa, you know what I mean? yeah, okay, yeah. it's from the 50s or whatever, but I'm into it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are probably going to hate me because I didn't, you know, because I said I like Justin Bieber.
Oh, the haters.
Yeah, let them hate, I suppose. But
you know what? You just, the way that you are, Amos, and I've known you for a long time. I was thinking about it the other day. The first day I met you was on my birthday, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh my god!
When you were playing I think you were playing the youngest brother, right?
Yeah, I was Benjamin, the guy who was falsely accused.
There you go. And you came and had lunch with us at Knowlton Pub. And how old were you when you did that production?
Joseph, I was 13, going on 14.
There you go.
Oh my god.
And you know, so like it's interesting because there was Youth Forum where you wound up performing a lot, and Youth Forum is still going strong and producing.
Yeah, I recently saw a promo video for Youth Forum actually.
Which was beautifully done by Gordon Lambie. That's and there's, you know, so there's one coming up in April, and it continues to, I think that actually youth wise in the Eastern Townships, it may be the single greatest influence on some pretty great minds going out into the world in terms of,
it's amazing.
It gives you the power to be yourself. Like,
yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah.
Youth Forum, it has been life-changing. And the connections that you make, the kinds of friendships that you make there, wow.
Unreal.
Wow, yeah, really.
Yeah, oh man, well, you know what? It's just so great to feel this happening for you, Amos, and you absolutely, totally, it's just going to be so exciting for the rest of us to ride the wave of what's to come.
God willing, knock on some wood, and we'll see how far this ride goes. I'm really excited about the next few years, and I have a pretty strong plan and a really good group of people, Sheila, that I'm working with. And I mean, if I wasn't, you know, well insulated,
yep,
by these really good people who I trust with my life and my social insurance number,
yep.
I don't know what I'd be able to. I don't know if I'd be able to do even half of what I'm doing. No, I know I wouldn't at all. You know. So I'm being able to focus on the music again for the first time in a little while.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Exclamation mark.
Yeah. Amos Joannides. AmosJ.com. Go, check it out. Add him on Twitter and follow.
Do it. Please do. It'll really, really help us a lot. We're doing this with an independent record label, and we're really pushing big time, guys. Like, we're going the indie route, but we have some really big heads, you know what I mean? Like, we really want to get out there, get into Rolling Stone and do all that big stuff.
That's exactly where you belong. Oh, Amos Joannides, I'm so proud of you.
Right, you're packing up your bags, packing up your clothes, you're throwing away the things you feel are old. Packing up your bags, packing up your clothes, you're throwing away the things that don't represent you no more. I remember the first time I met you, you saw right through my thin disguise. Just an insecure little boy. Look at you for a while, I gave you a fake smile. I look around the room, knew you were leaving soon. Even though I just met you, feel I'd do anything if you asked me to. Yeah, yeah. If you ask me to. Ooh, where's your memory? Oh, it filled my head. Yes, I dreamed about you every now and again. Yeah, I'm sad you're leaving, girl. You know I wish we could spend more time together, getting to know each other, yeah. But remember the first time I met you, you saw right through my thin disguise. I was just an insecure little boy, boy, boy. Look at you for a while, I gave you a fake smile. Look around the room, knew you were leaving soon. Even though I just met you, feel I'd do anything if you asked me to. Yeah, yeah, oh. Even though I just met you, feel I'd do anything if you asked me to. Yeah, I have got a crush on you, and I know you feel it too, 'cause I can hear it in your voice when, girl, you talk to me. You are opening up the door, and you're moving on from this old life to the new. I hope that I can be there to see you through, girl. I hope that this works out for you, girl, yeah.